You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've been sniffly lately, or snotty, or want to claw your own eyes out, as I do, you are not alone. It's allergy season, and pollen can be brutal. Some of you wrote in to commiserate. Derek Golan in Chicago calls it Allergy Armageddon. Annie Meek in Arkansas is on 4 daily medications. Celia McCord in Alabama has to go to the doctor every 3 months. And you're not imagining things. Allergy season is getting worse, and it's getting longer. And yeah, there's a cost to all this. We brought in an expert to give us the lowdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Kacharu, and I'm an assistant professor of allergy and immunology at UCLA.
So first things first, just how much of the population is prone to allergies?
So it's anywhere from 8 to 15% in the U.S., but it's about 20 to 30% worldwide. There's definitely been an increase in incidence in the industrialized countries. So over the last 20 to 30 years, there's been an increase in allergy. And part of the thought is the whole hygiene hypothesis that perhaps we're too clean of a society. And when we are not exposed to bacteria, our ability to train our immune system to tell the difference between a harmful organism, like a bacteria, versus a harmless organism, like grass, an allergen, is altered.
Cleanliness is one thing, and climate change is another.
Warmer temperatures and a milder winter causes plants to produce and release pollen earlier, so you have a longer allergy season. And that since it's starting earlier, there's a priming effect. So the initial time you're coming into contact with the pollen, by the end of the season, you're having a much more severe reaction.
Allergies cause rhinitis. It's an inflammation of the nose, and that is not good when it comes to work. A 2011 study from Quest Diagnostics found that people with allergies stay home from work an average of 1.7 days during the allergy season.
They tend to be less productive because the symptoms of rhinitis, whether it's from allergy or irritant, is a similar symptoms to what you get when you have a cold, what we call viral rhinitis. So that inflammation is the same. There are different cells involved, but the inflammatory response is similar. And the release of histamine and cytokines causing those symptoms are similar. And so just like when you have a cold and you're feeling lousy and your head is congested and I can't breathe and I don't feel good, it's a similar symptom. So a lot of times people confuse allergies for recurrent viral infections. They say, I'm getting sick all the time, but it's actually allergies because the symptoms are easily confused.
So how to put a stop to allergies?
When we talk about the treatment of choice is avoidance. And in that also, within that avoidance measures, there's cost in buying the dust mite covers and air conditioning units to keep the humidity low. And there's cost in that. And then, of course, there's cost in the antihistamines, which are the first line of treatment for allergies, and nasal sprays and other allergy medications, as well as allergy shots. So yes, it is very expensive. I don't know the exact number, but it's definitely very expensive.
How expensive? Some studies put total spending on allergy treatment in the U.S. between $4 and $11 billion a year. But if you're not ready to drop big money, Dr. Kacharu has a couple of tips.
The best thing to do is to try to clear the pollen particles from attaching to the mucosa in the nose or the mouth before it, attaches, to prevent it from attaching, because it needs to, in order to trigger inflammation, it has to initially have that attachment. And so I'm a very big supporter of the sinus rinse, so clearing your nose of allergens, and so just salt, baking soda, and distilled water. You have to make sure it is distilled water or boiled water. You can't use straight tap water because there's amount of bacteria that may cause sinus infections, or nasal gargles in the shower, or eye rinses, rinsing the body and the hair before you go to bed, because pollen does fall on the hair and the body. And so again, we're just trying to decrease the exposure to the pollen before it actually attaches to the mucosa. Healthy diet also does make a difference. It's not just a fad, but vitamin D is essential for not only lung development, but also the immune system. And so that's important. And since we know allergy is an abnormal immune response to something that's otherwise harmless, like an allergen, vitamin D will help support our immune system to tolerate things that are harmless. There's also herbal remedies that have been shown to help decrease inflammation in general, like chamomile tea, peppermint tea. Those have been shown to decrease histamine.
That's Dr. Rita Catru from UCLA's Allergy and Immunology Program. You can read more on our website. Just go to marketplace.org.